Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
Excuse me. This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Well, we can dish your listing when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'd be happy to dish your listing if that's what you want.
So
if you want us to.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Back on your red carpet, please. Listing dishes are when you call in and you give our phone screener, who's Donna today, an item number. And we look at that item number, and Griff and I critique it, and Alan is there with us right now if you want to call in. Alan's with us. He can help us.
He can give you a gentle Irish tweet.
Exactly. And so we're going to look at your listing, give you some clues on how you can make it better, and then we give you a score. And the score is done by Terrines. Get it? Dish, tureens.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 being the top of the line, like you were getting 5 stars. And for anybody who gets a 5, we send them a dish towel that says, my listing was dished on eBay Radio. I got 5 tureens, and Griff and I have autographed them.
Yeah, we did.
So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We would love to talk to you. And Alan is still here with us for a bit. So,
hey, I had two things I wanted to talk about before we go any further.
Okay.
So the first one is, and this is for sellers. It was 50 years ago this month. 50 years ago this month in pop culture. It'll be, I think it's June 8th is the specific date, but we'll just say this month. Was an event that changed the world, I think. It was 50 years ago this month.
Okay, so I know it.
And if you can't get this from this right now.
We just don't know our pop
history. The singer wants to sing a song. He wants you all to sing along. So let me introduce to you the act you've known for all these years.
Sergeant Pepper.
Thank you. Released 50 years ago this month.
And that's my favorite Beatles album.
Not my favorite, but it's a good one. And
I read the news today. Oh, boy. I love that album.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good.
But it's a good album.
Revolver's better.
Nah.
More groundbreaking. Anyway, it's a big deal. And if you sell media or if you have anything related to the Fab Four, the lads from Liverpool, the Mop Tops, the Beatles, this may be a good time to put it up because people will be searching. There was a, they've remastered the original tapes and re-released the album with some extras. Of course, I bought it. It's pretty interesting. There's some demos of a few songs. And, of course, the inclusion of 2 songs that were meant to be on the album but were not let on because they were released as a single. Back then, the idea was if you release something as a single, why would you put it in the album? People don't want to pay twice. Isn't that quaint? Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. That
really?
Record. Yeah. So this is a good month for putting up your Beatles memorabilia.
Well, I don't know if that would go on that album, but that's...
And then it's only been less than 2 days, but there are currently 2,715 items for this particular item. It's only been less than 2 days since this item took the internet by storm. And I'll give you a hint. It's a word. And that word is now represented on 2,715 items on eBay.
Oh,
what
that
is the word?
Too funny, Covfefe.
Covfefe is it. That's it. It's 15 minutes of
so
fame have not died
in,
yet.
So I'll just put it in, Covfefe in 2,717.
Yeah.
I love eBay sellers. Don't you love eBay sellers?
We got T-shirts. We got domain names.
Hats. Wow.
We got hats.
America Covfefe again.
We have somebody using the word just as a spam. They're showing an art print of a beautiful old house, and they wrote Covfefe? Question mark. Who knows? So
okay. Here's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Covfefe. consistently occurring verbal fabrications exclude factual evidence.
Here's a Covfefe gift basket. I don't ask. I don't know what's in there. Here's a new Covfefe men's black leather bomber jacket. Lots of Covfefe mugs.
Oh, I love this one. Covfefe happens.
Covfefe, Covfefe, Covfefe.
Oh, John said don't step in the Covfefe.
There you go. So.
Oh, and one says, I'm so Covfefe.
Let's see how many have sold. So I'm going to click the sold listing. Well, six, so that's a start.
Okay, I love this one. It's a coffee cup. Wake up and smell the Covfefe.
Hmm. Right, so here's what's sold. There's a Starbucks pin, a big button, where the mermaid's face has been changed out for the face of somebody we know. And it says Starbucks Covfefe in the green rim. Here's a hat that says Make America Covfefe Again. Here's a t-shirt that's sold that says Covfefe. And here's a Dell E544 or 14-inch laptop Core i5 19 gigahertz, 8 gigabyte, 500 gigabyte webcam, HDMI, Covfefe Dell laptop. So people are just sticking the word in now.
Oh, and my favorite?
What?
Covfefe you.
Covfefe
that's
me.
That's my favorite.
So there you go. There you're watching it, and this will be just like so many other pop culture phenomena. This is you have to ride it now because I guarantee you, in a week, all over.
Keep calm and Covfefe.
Keep calm and Covfefe.
Of course, the I love I heart Covfefe.
I heart Covfefe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you're ready to go to the phones. Joe from Oradell, New Jersey, known as Hubcap Joe on eBay. Hubcap Joe, how you doing today? What's your question or comment?
Good afternoon, Lee and Griff. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Alan Aisbit from Communities here with us.
Hi, Joe.
Excellent. I'm calling in to talk about eBay removing stale listings, if I may.
Yes, please.
And I think this is a very good idea, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I buy and sell a lot in eBay Motors, and I can't tell you how many times when I'm searching for things to buy, to resell, I will see the same dog item consistently, month after month, and in some cases, year after year. And the person never, ever adjusts the price or goes any cheaper.
Yeah.
Now, this is a good thing for sellers, too, because, in a way, eBay is lighting a fire under us. And I went on to all my listings. I have over 1,300 listings right now. And believe it or not, I have to admit something. I have some stale listings of my own. So what I've been doing sort of like what Ron, the Oiler Man, talked about earlier. But I do them in bunches. I'll do maybe 15 at a clip.
Yeah.
I'll end all 15, and then I'll start from scratch, but with the same basic premise. So if it's, let's just say, a 1976 Chevy hubcap that I've just ended, I will work off that same listing and add more details, fresh pictures, and the most important thing, and I don't think Ron mentioned it, is I always check to see if my listing is mobile-friendly.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of these... Yeah, these older ones are not mobile-friendly. I've come across at least 15 today that were not mobile-friendly.
Oh.
And it's funny because the little link to check for where your item is mobile-friendly is off to the right, and a lot of people miss it. And I think, I mean, I would like if eBay could make it a little more prominent so people could see that because it's a very important and easy-to-use feature, Griff.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see the point.
So where is it now to check?
Where is it now? What?
Where is it?
When you're listing your item.
Yeah.
And you're on the right side. Let's say you're scrolling down to the description area.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now. If you scroll down, it's right on top of the description. And there's a little green word that says new. Mobile-friendly checker.
Okay.
And it's very important you click that to see if your listing is mobile-friendly. And if it's not, all you have to do is click the link that says fix it for me, and eBay takes care of it within 5 seconds.
Pretty cool.
Wonderful. Okay, Griff, that's a good idea. It should be where you can see it better.
Yes, it should be. I agree. Yeah.
Joe, how's the hubcap business? I love your pictures when you've gone for a day and found all these hubcaps. How's it going?
Yes, I go out to the junkyard maybe every 2 weeks or so, and I do my thrifting there, and then I post on Facebook, as you've probably seen. But, yeah, I've been doing pretty good that way. And my Memorial Day was exceptionally busy, probably the best I've ever had. For some reason, Sunday, the buyers were out. And I'm thinking maybe it was because the entire East Coast rained the entire weekend and they couldn't go out to play. That's a possibility.
Hmm. Well, Joe, we always love to hear from you. And I'm glad you appreciate what eBay's doing about the listings. It's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Definitely.
Stale listings are not going to help any of us over the long run. Never mind us personally, but as a whole, sellers says it's not going to help them. So thank you, Joe.
It's
we appreciate
love.
It. It is
thank
tough
you.
Love. Thank you, Joe. Nobody ever said that before, but eBay, yes, it is tough love.
Tough love, yeah.
Yeah, it's what's best for us. Well, Alan, have you enjoyed yourself with us today?
Yeah, he's had a ball.
As always.
It hasn't been, you know, extremely exciting, but your message certainly was. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, guys.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fest. It's your turn to call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Guess what? It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 411.
When it comes to returns, some eBay sellers are extremely apprehensive. Hattie Whitlock is known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Shopping Mom 2. She explains why taking returns is a good thing.
You're missing a great opportunity to get more business. And the easier you make it for your customer, the happier the customer will be. And we all know that happy customers translate into more business and more business and more money. Offering a return policy and a no-hassle return policy gives the buyer a sense of security, especially if it is a big purchase.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you have an eBay question or comment, you can give us a call with it right now at 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. That's on the telephone.
And, in case you didn't know it, registration is now open for eBay Open 2017. That's coming up, oh my gosh, Griff, next month. Coming up July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can learn how to grow and improve your business on eBay, network with your fellow sellers, meet the people behind third-party tools and services, and enjoy live broadcasts of eBay Radio. It's 3 full days of eBay information, inspiration, and fun in Vegas. Spaces are limited, so register now at ebayopen2017.com. Then reserve your room at the MGM Grand. That's ebayopen2017.com. And I'm on ebayopen2017.com. And I see that in addition to that special rate, Griff, that they've locked in,
yes,
of $105 per night,
yeah,
to sweeten the deal, you're going to receive $150 worth of special offers and discounts at the MGM Grand.
Oh, groovy.
So that'll happen when you go up and get your goodie bag and your badge. You'll see those $150 worth of special offers in that goodie bag. I'm assuming that that's where you'll get it.
Yeah, I am assuming, too. I do a lot of assuming in my old age.
Yes, now. Well, you know the old saying.
What's that?
Oh, I'm not going to say it on the air. But anyway, about assume, about the word assume, you know.
Oh,
that
it makes an ass out of
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
And me.
Right. Exactly. So we have a new email address for our contest winners, contest@voicemarketing.com.
Oh, how cool.
If you're one of our lucky winners, please send email to contest@voicemarketing.com with your full name and address, eBay ID and date and type of prize. You don't have to send me your address if it's just for a gift certificate because I email those to you. But anything other than that, it's contest@ebay.com. So, Howie's still coming to Vegas?
Yes, he's coming to Vegas, and we're thinking of driving.
You mentioned that before.
How cool would that be?
So, but you're going to drive through the whole day? How many hours, again, of driving?
Well, I think with stops, we figured it's about 9 hours. But Howie can share in the driving, so that makes
it
easier.
Oh, with stops. Okay,
with stops,
good.
Yeah.
That's
so good. We'll leave early in the morning on Monday and get there Monday night.
That's not too bad.
No, no.
You know. Yeah, and then Tuesday evening is going to be the opening.
Yes.
Well, at noon on Tuesday, I think registration starts.
Yes.
And then at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they open the room.
They do.
And there's going to be a little get-together celebration welcoming everybody, a welcome celebration. And I believe we're going to be broadcasting live from that for an hour of it anyway, if it's the same as we did last year. So come on down, join us in Vegas the end of July. I've never heard anybody that went to one of these things and said, oh, it was horrible, I'm never going back again. It's just the exact opposite.
I don't know. Has anyone ever said
you're going to have a blast? No, no one's ever said that to me anyway. You're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. So we hope to see you there. And I'm glad that Howie's getting to come because we all want to see him, of course.
So this 25-year-old customer bought a crystal clear chair online that wound up not being what she expected. The aspiring hairstylist from Virginia planned on dedicating a corner of her apartment to establish a makeshift beauty parlor. She went shopping online. And when she saw the Modewake miniature Casper novelty chair in clear as an add-on item for $4.25, she thought, well, this is a bargain. So me being the person I am, she said, I just clicked it, didn't read the review or even the description for that matter. I spent so much that day, I thought I really got a good deal because it was an add-on. And this marketplace is known for great deals, said Blake. So it was believable. I just literally clicked add. When the package arrived on May 23rd, it was noticeably smaller than expected, but she just assumed some assembly was required. However, like a nesting doll, a small package was revealed inside the shipping box because she failed to see that what she was buying was a miniature chair. So she was all upset because she can't sit in the chair.
Well, did it say miniature?
Yeah, it says it right in the title.
Did it say how big it was?
Yep, said it right in the description.
So what is her recourse?
It says here, Modeway Miniature Casper Novelty Chair in clear. It's clear like plastic. Made of acrylic, only 6 inches tall, miniature replica. But she thought she was getting a full-size chair
for $4.29.
So sellers say that buyers don't read. Ta-da!
Now we have definite proof.
It's a funny story, I think.
I mean, really, it is kind of a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
Thought she was going to get one she could sit in.
So, have I done something like that?
She got hofefied.
I've done stuff like this before, but not necessarily, you know, buying a miniature chair and thinking it was should have been full size, but...
Not reading it well, correct? Is that the reason?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I once got taken so bad. Oh, God, it's such a great story. So, I bought some silverware. This was a long time ago. Online. It was over 20 years ago. And the guy who sold it to me had a close-up. It's, and the maker's mark was EP. And I said, well, who was EP? And he wrote back. He said, oh, it was Elmer Pettigrew. He was a famous silver maker in Connecticut. It stands for electroplate, you idiot.
Of course.
I donate it to Goodwill. Anyway, we'll be back with our second hour here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.